This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Civilians are fleeing eastern Ukraine, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have been engaged in a grinding war of attrition. Women, children, and elderly residents departed Friday on a special evacuation train. The one person left her family after shelling reached her neighborhood, and she told the Associated Press that her kids were worried at all times and afraid to sleep at night. Russia's military bungled an attempt to overrun Ukraine's capital of Kyiv in the early days of the war. It has since shifted its focus to Ukraine's eastern region and of coal mines and factories known as the Donbas. The area borders Russia and has been partly controlled by Moscow-backed separatists since 2014. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking to donors at a Democratic fundraiser, said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did not want to hear it when U.S. intelligence gathered information that Russia was preparing to invade. The remarks came as Biden was talking about his work into rallying and solidifying the support for Ukraine as the war continues into its fourth month. Although Zelensky has inspired people with his leadership during the war, his preparation for the invasion or lack thereof has remained a controversial issue. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has stressed American support for Taiwan, suggesting at Asia's premier defense forum that the recent Chinese military activity around the self-governing island threatens to change the status quo. Shangri-La had a dialogue in Singapore was when the statement was made Saturday, and Austin noted that a steady increase in provocative and destabilizing military action near Taiwan, increasing the concern there. This is VOA News. Imported infant baby formula is now selling grocery stores and amid a nationwide baby formula shortage. Details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
11,000 bottles of Similac infant formula were put on sale at a Stu Leonard's grocery store in Yonkers, New York.
It was really hard to get. We've spent months now trying to locate this since we heard about the national shortage.
Stu Leonard Jr. says this came from Puerto Rico, and they're trying to import more formula from Germany.
Customers are already gobbling it up. We put a limit of two per customer.
Mom Shakira Nooks says it's nice to see formula available again, but
the stores that do have it, that does have it, the price is going up, which is not fair for people that, you know, can't afford it.
Grandmother Eileen Taylor isn't blaming the White House for the shortage.
It's not just one thing. It's a culmination of things.
She says it's the pandemic and the closure of a formula factory because of contamination. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Biden administration is lifting its requirement that the international air travelers to the U.S. take COVID-19 tests within a day before boarding their flights. The move eases one of the last remaining government mandates meant to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Friday that the requirement will end Sunday morning. The health agency says it will continue to monitor the state of the pandemic and reassess the need for testing requirement if the situation changes. Angered by the unrelenting toll from gun violence, teens of thousands of people are expected at rallies this weekend in Washington and around the United States demanding that Congress pass meaningful changes to gun laws.
The second so-called March for Our Lives rally will take place Saturday in the nation's capital in front of the Washington Monument. It's a successor to the 2018 march organized by student protesters after the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Now, with shootings from Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York, bringing gun control back into the national conversation, organizers of this weekend's events say the time is right to renew their push for a national overhaul. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And a British judge has rejected a bid to ground a flight due to take more than 30 asylum seekers on a one-way trip to Rwanda next week. The judge refused a request from a group of the asylum seekers for an injunction grounding the flight planned for Tuesday. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.